Thank you and good afternoon. It didn't take Eureka police officers much time to track down and arrest a man they identified as the suspect who stole two handguns from Bucksport on Monday afternoon. Just hours after Eureka police had issued surveillance video and photos of the suspects yesterday, he was identified as 34-year-old David Allmiller of Missouri. At about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, Eureka police responded to a report of trespassing at a residence on Garland Street after residents reported that a former roommate, Allmiller, refused to leave. Police identified Allmiller as the suspect in the video, and he was booked into county jail on several charges, including being a felon in possession of a firearm and drug possession. Only one of the guns stolen from Bucksport has been recovered. California Highway Patrol officers conducted a maximum enforcement period over the Christmas weekend aimed at removing dangerous and impaired drivers from local roadways. Between Friday evening and midnight on Monday, CHP officers responded to 15 vehicle collisions, incidents ranging from non-injury to moderate injuries to drivers and passengers. CHP officers also arrested 7 people on suspicion of DUI, and another enforcement period will be conducted this week for the New Year holiday. An autopsy has been scheduled for tomorrow on the body of an adult male who was found on the dunes in Manila by a woman out hiking on Christmas Day. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call from the woman who was walking along the Malal Dunes when she came across the body of an adult male on the beach. The woman reported she saw the body on the wave slope about a 30-minute walk north of the dunes in Manila. Deputies on scene found the body of an adult white male between the ages of 25 to 30, weighing about 140 pounds with brown hair and a tattoo on his right arm. The coroner has identified the body and will release that identification once next of kin has been notified. The city of Fortuna has invited residents to comment on the proposed development of a 36-acre site adjacent to Newburgh Road that will be home to at least 3 nonprofits and a community center, along with a park and trails when all is said and done. The city issued a statement that it will adopt a mitigated negative declaration in February for the project as required by CEQA, and now the public can weigh in with their thoughts on the project through January 27th. The Fortuna Community Development Department has teamed up with Greenway Partners to design the project, and the first phase will be the construction of the Gene Lucas Community Center building that will be home to the McLean Foundation, the Fortuna Senior Center, and the Multigenerational Center. Future developments include additional community meeting spaces, a proposed health and fitness center, and upgrades to Newburgh Road for vehicle, bike, and pedestrian access. State Assemblymember Jim Wood has been reappointed as the chair of the Assembly Health Committee by Speaker Anthony Rendon. In addition to the Health Committee, Wood, a retired dentist, will once again serve on the Assembly Appropriations Committee, the Business and Professions Committee, and the Committee on Natural Resources. In the state Senate, Senate Leader Kevin DeLeon issued various committee assignments last week for members, and for our district, that means that Senator Mike McGuire will serve as the chair on the Governance and Finance Committee. McGuire will also be a member of the Transportation and Housing Committee, Energy Utilities and Communications, and the Budget and Fiscal Review Committee. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We are just a few days from the first day of the new year, and as we say goodbye to 2016, we take a look back at the stories that captured the headlines over the course of the year, and in this segment, we look back at the month of June. It was in June that Assemblymember Jim Wood's tax structure for the cultivation, manufacture, and distribution of medical marijuana was passed. May saw 19-year-old Carly Paulson plead guilty to vehicular manslaughter after she lost control of her vehicle and hit and killed 48-year-old Kenneth Bryant, who was walking alongside Highway 101 near 36 in 2015. Paulson initially fled the scene but later turned herself in. She received jail time and community service. Governor Brown signed into law the End of Life Options Act that allows terminally ill Californians to end their own lives with the assistance of a doctor. Fire season began in June as the Pony Fire erupted near Happy Camp, a blaze that initially forced evacuations and which burned throughout the summer. The body of Michael Martin, who had gone missing after jumping into the Trinity River in April, was recovered by deputies with the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office at the mouth of the Klamath River. It was in June that the Ray's food place in Hoopah was forced to close its doors after county inspectors found unhealthy and unsanitary conditions at the tribal-owned building. The Lolita Cheese Factory was sold in June, and the ballot initiative that eventually became Proposition 64 was approved for the November ballot by the Secretary of State. Those were just